Blog Talk Radio.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Ooh, you guys already know, baby. It's your boy DJ Tetra and hey, Doctor.
What's up, man?
Hey, I don't know if you knew this, but if you were trying to get with me,
I
want
to
let
you all the time.
I want to let you know a few things. I kind of like my beats fast, and I appreciate my bass down low.
I feel you, just like this.
If you want to get with me, there's some things you gotta know. I like my beats fast and my bass
it's
down low.
Doctor.
I think it's the doctor.
I think we are in Italy right now, and that doctor is going down in a boat. You know that doctor?
Man, it's a doctor.
It is a doctor. Boo, boo, boo. I love Lily Allen Bones.
I'm trusting you stop calling, because it's getting really boring. And I'll prove you I don't want to be friends. Believe me when I tell you that I never want to see you again.
Today we have a very tasty guest. Am I right, Petra?
Yeah, you are right. This is a beautiful lady from Spain.
And she is from España, and she is beautiful, and her eyelashes flash like no other.
And they're very long.
Oh, I know. The devil. What is your name, my sweetie pie?
Señor Gas.
I'm serious. That's not funny.
What the hell is it? Come on, man.
What's your name?
Clarissa.
Clarissa.
Ah. What?
I kid.
Get out of here.
Not today. Welcome to the show, guys. Welcome in the...
Welcome.
Clarissa, thank you so much for joining us.
What's up? Thanks for having me, guys.
Good.
How's your day going so far?
Good.
That's cool. So what's up? Baby's having
cool.
A good day, drinking the tea, you know?
I feel you on that one.
You got to do what you got to do.
How's your day?
Sucked. Horrible. No, I'm just kidding. I had an amazing day today. It was just beautiful.
What about you, Tetra? Bass down low or what?
That's what I was doing. I was hitting the basses and they kind of got low.
Tetra shakes his rump. He moves his rump around. If you guys know what the rump is,
I sing song and it goes ringy chong, the ching chong chong.
You seen it or what?
Huh?
You saw it or what?
Oh, I saw it. I was on it.
Oh, that's what you're doing,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, I feel those thighs. You have those meaty thighs, Tetra. Yeah.
Whoa, a little too far there.
I know. What can I say? I do the squats.
He does the squats.
I do the curls for girls, and that's just what I do.
That's just what he does. Catch him at glass cage because the dude works 150 hours a week.
Dude,
out as possible.
Yeah, I worked 108 hours last week, guys. Come see me.
Everybody knows he works at the glass cage, so go visit him.
Yeah, go visit
him. Yeah, I'm like, Clarissa, don't come in my store again.
Uh-huh.
I liked it when he came in. It was nice.
It was nice. I mean, I went in there and I saw Tetra, and I was just messing around with him the whole time I was in there.
And I got fired.
So, and he doesn't work there anymore. Literally, this is what happened, guys. Some lady came in there and she was like, oh, I want a Vikings jersey. And then, or like a sweater or something. Tetra, being the lazy man that he is, there was a Vikings jersey in front of him and a beautiful Vikings jersey up on the top shelf. And he was like, he looked at the ugly one close to him and he was like, I think this one's way better. He just didn't want to grab the one on the top shelf.
I mean, I used my charm to get her to buy it. I was like, I'm like, this one is a lot better. It's better quality and it's just a better brand. And she's like, it is, huh? I'll just take this one. I was like, yeah, you know what's up. Get out of here. Go pay for it.
Girl, get out of here.
Based on low.
That's exactly what happened. I was in the back.
I'm not even kidding. That's a little true story. That really happened.
I'm not kidding. I think this song was playing in the background. Hold on. I think we have it. I think Kesha was playing in the back. And, like, when you were talking to her, I was in the back just dancing, and you were laughing.
Hot and dangerous?
You remember that, Tetra? This is
yeah,
real.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think when I left to go pay, Dr. Bones came over. He was like, you sneaky dog. I know what that was about. And I was like, get out.
That's a completely true story. But, guys, seriously, let's get to a more serious note. Bob Goss. Bob Goss.
Just the name alone knows that you're in trouble. His name's Bob Goss.
Just the name alone. You spell Bob frontwards, it's the same backwards. That when you're busy.
His name has two syllables, guys. That's unheard of.
Bob, it's one. Oh, Bob Goss.
Bob Goss.
Bob G.
You say Ball Goss?
He said Bob G.
Oh, Bob G. Goss. What's his middle name? Gary?
Robert Goss. Bob Robert is the same name. Bob Goss.
My name is Bob Goss. Do you have a stutter?
I think he has a stutter problem, but he should not do his name. Bob Goss.
He goes to the bank and they're like, what's your name, sir? Bob Goss?
Can you repeat that, sir?
They're like, sir, do you want to get your bank? Do you want to get your money? Or you wanna
the teller's a gangster. Hey, you trying to get that bank right now?
Trying to get that bank, Bob?
On the streets, his name is Bob Squared. Hey, yo, Bob Squared!
Bob Squared G.
The Beastie Boys talk to him. Oh, it's funny.
That's funny. But, guys, if you don't know who Bob Goss, a.k.a. Señor Goss...
Then you're not living.
You're not living. You're not creating life. You're not doing anything because everything goes through Bob Goss. Everything.
Your mail...
Your smell.
Right now, I personally had the experience to have Bob Goss for 2 years. 2 years.
I had him for one? Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, you had him for like one and like a quarter, didn't you?
Really? Yeah, I don't know. I had him.
He had him. Tetra went through it. He went through the Goss. And Clarissa?
I'm going through the Goss.
She's going through the Goss right now. Can you tell us some movies that he's been showing you guys? I sleep in class, so
I don't even go to school anymore.
I dropped out, guys. Sorry. Has he shown you guys anything good? Like, have you seen that movie yet? The 16 movie with the girl with the quinceañera?
No.
And Jerry Stiller's in there.
Seen this
Marcella
movie.
What song is he singing?
Have you ever seen Doble? What's it called? Casi Casi?
No.
What?
You're gonna say Doble?
We watched that in Senior Johnson's class.
Yeah, that's what I meant. In Senior Johnson's class, Casi Casi.
Yeah.
Does Bob Goss
right?
ever roll dice?
Huh?
Does he ever roll dice still?
Does Senior Goss still roll dice?
No.
He doesn't?
He doesn't?
Yeah, he does.
He does? Okay.
Oh, but he hasn't this semester, so I forgot.
Guys,
Doble Safe builds the suspense.
Guys, no joke. He does. That builds the suspense. No joke. This is what happens. If you're sitting in Mr. Goss's class, you're just chilling, right? And, like, for anything, you can be like, Mr. Goss, can I go to the bathroom? He pulls his dice out of his
Pick
shoe.
Pick a number. One, three.
He pulls his dice out of his shoe, and he starts, like, moving them really
it's
fast.
It's like a big
hand.
Dice. It's like one of those pop-outs.
I know.
Pop-out things.
He makes the dice go so fast in his hand, it starts shooting sparks out. And then when he throws it on the table.
It's like a firework.
It's on fire when he throws it.
When he throws it on the table, it spins in a diamond shape. And then as soon as it stops, if you don't get the right numbers...
And if you get two sixes, you're done.
If you get two sixes, he's going to tell you, oh.
If you get three sixes, go
to what? Three dice, yes, okay.
Like you ever have three dice. But,
he'll only roll one smart one. He'll look at you right in the eyes and he'll be like, Doble Face.
And then he
rolls Doble Face!
Doble Face! If you have two sixes, or what? Back in my day, back in the prehistoric times.
He rolled two?
When there wasn't sunlight. When
yeah,
I had,
he rolled two dice.
Yeah, when I had Mr. Goss, he rolled dice.
There was no sunlight?
There was no sunlight when I had his class. But
God,
he rolled two dice.
And,
like, if you got two sixes, that doesn't count. Like, he'll say, like, nope, that doesn't count.
Let's yeah, like, he says it builds the suspense.
And then he does it again. Like, it's just weird. Like,
I think he has trick dice, because, like, one time I got, like, five double sixes in a row, and he's like, oh, you're a lucky man.
One time he was like, if you get five sixes in a row, you don't have to ever do anything in this class again. Then you got five sixes in a row, he's like, oh, my special dice.
Oh, I was just kidding about that last part. You remember his hair?
what was wrong with it.
It was going away.
his hair was dissolving. Mr. Goss was
it was falling off.
His gel was made out of acid.
Out of what?
Out of acid.
I have a funny story. My friend Marcus, you remember Marcus, right, Tetra?
Freaking the beast.
The beast, best basketball player ever go to Maryville. Anyway, you know how Mr. Goss has, like, chiclets for teeth? They're, like really small. You feel me?
I feel you on that one.
Marcus was like, hey, Mr. Goss, you can start chewing on those acid apples.
Did he always eat apples?
Dude, it was the funniest thing ever.
He was like, okay, should I tell him a story about what happened to Pedro?
Tell him a story about Pedro.
Okay, so, okay, me and, we're all in class, and he was taking attendance, and it was me, and then next to me, there's my son named Pedro. And,
the desks are in twos, guys. You gotta put pictures in your mind. The desks are in twos.
Wait, did you guys have different hours?
Yeah.
I wasn't in this class. This is
blocked. That was when I had him first.
Yeah.
All right, then go.
And so, he's like, he was telling a story, like, about what happens in Christmas. You go to somebody's house, and then you get, like, a present, and then you go to the next house, get a present. So, he was telling a story. He's like, one day, you can go to Blaz's house, and he pointed to me. And I was like, yeah. And then he's like, and the next day, the guy's name is Pedro, so he's next to me. He's like, the next day you can go to Fernando's house. And then my friend didn't say anything because he was so embarrassed. So when the class was over, I was like, Mr. Goss, this guy's name is Pedro, it's not Fernando. He was like, oh. And I was like, yeah, but he's not important enough to remember his name, is he? He's like, no. And he walked away.
No, he's not. And then he showed his knuckles and it said, Goss Boss.
He's like, all Mexicans look alike.
And he was like, white power.
I pulled out my sleeves and showed him my Nazis.
Mr. Goss was like, white power, and then he pulled out his pipe gun and shot Pedro.
Clint Eastwood or what?
Oh, what'd you say?
Like Clint Eastwood?
Exactly. He made like a makeshift pipe gun.
It backfired and said he shot himself.
No, that's really an interesting story, guys. Mr. Goss has these, like, marks on his face, and he told us the story. He said he was deer hunting in the woods. That's my story. Okay, anyway, Mr. Goss was running around with a shotgun. He was running around. I don't know why that's so funny.
Calm down.
All right, get real. Mr. Goss had a shotgun. He's running in the forest. And then he saw this deer. And he was like,
then he pulled the dice out.
Yeah, exactly. He pulled his dice out, rolled it on the dirt. He's like, if it's a four, I'm going to kill this deer. Rolled it on the ground. It was a four. It was a four. He was like, game over. He started running after the deer. He shot the deer, but the pellets hit his antenna, and it went back to Mr. Goss's face. And now Mr. Goss is like,
he was deer hunting with the pellet gun. He's an idiot.
Dude, Mr. Goss is an idiot. Dude.
He pulled out his slingshot.
Yes. Time to go to work. But seriously, like, Mr. Goss is no joke. I can sit here literally for like 5 hours and tell you stories about him. Like,
dude,
he's a great man.
Can I say, like, one more story about Mr. Goss, right?
He was a millionaire.
It was after school, right?
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And I walked in there, and I see Mr. Goss, but I don't think he saw me.
Uh-huh.
And I walked past him, and I was like, here. I stopped, like, right while I stopped walking, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, he's like, oh.
Don't miss
it. And then he holds his back.
I have a story. I walked past Mr. Goss's room, and you guys know how, like, when you look in the teacher's door, there's, like a little window
mm-hmm.
that has, like, chicken wire on it, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So I'm walking, and I look, and I see something suspicious. Mr. Goss's little window's covered up with, like, black paper, like, construction paper. I'm like, what the heck? I open it up in there. Mr. Goss is wearing, like, a Lucha Libre mask, and he's, like, he's spanking this girl with a wooden paddle. And I was like, Señor, ¿qué pasó? And then he was like, ay,
híjole.
Hey, you got me. That's probably not true, guys, but I really wish it was.
Dude, if Mr. Guys came and listened to this show,
he'd be appalled.
Oh, I like the story.
Listen, though. This is my promise to you guys. Mr. Goss is going to be on the show. I promise. And, like, next week, next month, he'll be on the show. I promise. That's a promise, right, Tetra? We promise that?
Yeah, we already established that.
We're establishing it right now in stone. He's going to be on the show. Clarissa, do you have any moments from him? Like, do you remember any funny things?
Did you guys know he was a millionaire?
Oh, in Argentina, which is, like,
yeah.
$5 in the U.S.? Yeah, I know that. He told us that. If you guys don't know, if you're a millionaire in Argentina, it's really like $20 here.
So go to Argentina, you could be a millionaire.
Yeah, exactly. Tetra, what else was there, man?
I remember he told us a story. Like, I don't remember a lot, but like he's always telling dumb little stories.
Like,
I think he was always lying.
Yeah, if you have his class, like, he'll tell like a million stories.
So like he was saying this, like he was on the beach in Mexico.
Oh,
and he saw like a freaking 40 foot iguana. And he was like, so I went up to touch it, and I was like, yeah, okay. And he's like, and then BAM!
Spit after my face.
Give it a left hook. He knocked it out, right? So he's like, if this is a 6, I'm going to skin it and gut it. And then I was like, oh, gosh. And then so he rolled a 2. He's like, oh, the hell is
that? So he had to have babies with the iguana because you rolled the wrong number. That's why his kids are like half lizard, half Mr. God.
That's why they have no lips.
No lips. Yeah, because they're all boys. Oh, that's horrible. But seriously, his kids are really weird. They have scales. They spit acid. What's
he has a book. He has a book.
He wears the same pants like daily.
He does. He has to wear the same khaki pants every day. And he rotates. He has a schedule with which shirts he wears. Monday's like brown day. Wednesday's orange day.
Oh, he got a new shirt. It's
he
like
did?
Blue and white.
For
yeah.
Real?
I think he got it for Christmas.
His wife was like, hey, baby, you're stinky. You wear
it. He's like, hey, baby, shut up. Do you remember that? Okay, remember when he made us at those smoothies?
Yeah, licuados.
Yeah, I guess like, I remember one time like he was making us some. And Mr. Johnson walked in. He's like, any more for me? And then Mr. God,
haven't you ate enough?
The guy was like, oh, yeah, see. He's like, I got one special for you.
Dude, wait.
He started putting it in grease. Like, he started putting strawberries. And
you're not making any sense.
You put the bananas in there, right? And then when Mr. Johnson was a rookie,
he put some acid in it.
What do you do? Dude, I don't even know what's wrong with Tetra right now. He's like dying right now on the floor. But listen,
Tetra, get up. All right.
He grabbed Senor Johnson's hand, uh-huh. And then he put in the blood.
So now Senior Johnson walks around with one arm, you guys.
He put, like, a fake hand.
Now he just saw Mr. Johnson Uno. I'm like, Uno, get over here.
For Christmas, Mr. Johnson bought, like, 5 straws and used it as single.
No, this is really what happened. Because this happened to me, too. Because I had him, what period? You had him first period, Tetra?
No, I had him seventh.
Seventh? What the heck? I had him fifth period. So uh-huh. I guess this is before he chopped his hand off. Mr. Johnson, I guess he's been pulling this stunt all day. He opened the door and his gut was just hanging through the door and he was like, any more smoothies for me? And I think he said that all day. And then Mr. Goss was like, you already know, baby. Mr. Goss ran to the back and he keeps frozen strawberries in his desk. So he opens his desk up, gets the frozen strawberries. He goes to the front of the class and he pours all the things in. Mr. Johnson, like, he's just like, spits coming out of his mouth. He's like, oh, yeah. And then Mr. Goss, like, peels a big banana. He's all, because Mr. Johnson's a monkey. And so then...
He's black, guys. I don't know if he knew that.
Yeah, he's really black. The blender's going. And then Mr. Johnson sneezes for a second. And when he sneezes, Mr. Goss hocks the biggest loogie in the quando. He's like, just spits in there. And then he gives it to Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, like...
What about the acid apple?
That was just a joke we told them. But this was,
I know, we had to give it to Senior Johnson.
I didn't give them an acid apple. Senior Johnson has, he doesn't have wood teeth. Mr. Goss has wood teeth. Like, his teeth are literally wooden.
They're like George Washington's teeth.
They're George Washington's teeth. Like, no joke. I'm not kidding to you guys. But for any of the people who are going to Maryville, if you're like a freshman or a junior or a sophomore, take this class. Like, as stupid and boring as it is, I promise it'll fill you with, like, memories for the rest of your life.
And you'll get an A.
And you'll get an A. Trust me. Unless you're Tetra. You got an A. You got an A, too. Did you get an A?
Yeah, I got, like, a pick and C.
Oh, I hate that guy. What are we talking about him all show? He has a book, guys. It's called Memoirs of a Gringo Spanish Teacher. Oh, sorry, I burped. I had Panda before.
Okay.
Sorry. But he has a book. It's called Memoirs of a Gringo Spanish Teacher. It has his stories about everything, like his love life, his pet life, his everything, his washing habits, how he doesn't
iguana
wash.
Iguana life?
His iguana life.
Hey, doctor.
Yeah.
Remember that one chapter? I think it's like chapter 17.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what he named it?
We win the state championship.
No, it was called like, and I was like, Senor Guy, how do you spell that? And he walked up to me and got like, really close to me, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he kind of started looking at it, I'm not sure though, but I don't want to move him back, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
But then he was like, like oh. Yeah, he was like, and I was like, get it off me, man. And he was like, the knife.
You punched him right in the eye, right?
Yeah, and then he looked at me like, I punched him hard.
Yeah.
And he kind of, he stumbled back. Uh-huh. And then he looked at me. And his voice changed. He's like, the blood of the gods are going to flow like the rivers of ancient Babylon. And I'm like, what? And he's like, poof. And he like, you know how like when a vampire sees the light,
yeah,
and he covers his face with the cape and starts walking
yeah
back?
Uh-huh.
He was like,
he just hissed at you?
Yeah, man.
Dude, I feel you, man. Like, I don't understand. Like, okay, I'm going to get real. I'm going to tell you a story. I have two stories. Like, a story from Mr. Oak popped up in my head right now. I got to tell you guys.
So, why does Mr. Oak remind me of Senior Goss?
Because this is a funny story that needs to be heard. Like, guys, get ready for this. It's really sad, but at the same time, I don't know if I told this on the show. We've been on so long. I don't think I have, though. But this is how it went. You guys ready? You ready, Tetra? Hold my hand.
I got you.
All right. This is how it went.
I want to hold your hand.
All right, here.
Okay.
Okay, this is how it went. Mr. Oak was like, now we're switching whole subjects, guys. This guy's Mr. Oak. He has a dead leg, and he's, I'm sorry.
He wears a pirate eye.
He wears a pirate eye. And he has a parrot that follows him everywhere.
You know what it says?
Okay. No.
It's called God shot him with his slingshot in the eye.
What does the parrot say?
No, I can't say it. Remember what we were talking about? On the Twitter thing? It said only says one thing.
Prosthetic wiener?
All right, man, come on. What are you You're just getting ridiculous.
Come on, get serious. Okay, listen, this is what happened. Mr. Oak, I had this class this year. I'm a senior. I was a senior taking health. That's embarrassing, but, you know, life gives you lemons, make lemonade. So I'm chilling there, and I'm just, like, listening to his stories. His stories are always so stupid. And he told me this story. He was like, guys, I want you guys to close your eyes, because he always
nibbling
does it
on his marker.
He's just sniffing markers whenever he's closing their eyes.
No,
for real, like, seriously. This is what happened. He was like, guys, picture this. You have a girlfriend, and you guys really, like, are in love with each other.
Why do you talk like him?
Dude, just listen to my story.
All right, go.
He's like, guys, picture this. You're in love with your girlfriend, and, like, you love her so much. And then one day, you just call her out of the blue, and a guy picks up, and he's like, she never liked you, you handicapped loser, and he hangs up. And then we were like, dang, that's a cold story, and he's like, guys, that happened to me. Dude, like, I couldn't even help myself. Like, I was, like, rolling in class. I was like, dude, you're a loser. No, I didn't say that, but I really felt bad for him.
Mr. Oak. So I'll take off a rake, and then you're like, what are you doing, man? He's like, socks go flying at you.
He picked up his leg. He's all, how do you think gods hunted deer in the forest? Okay, another story. Tetra, I know you remember this one because he told the same story to both classes. Did you hear the story about the grapes at midnight or something? Do you remember this?
If you say it, I'll probably remember it.
He was in Argentina, and he liked this girl. And supposedly in Argentina or something, you give a girl, like, 12 grapes or something. Like, she'll kiss
you.
Oh,
yeah.
I told you that story?
Like, the other day.
Yeah. He's like, it's like on New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah, New Year's is when it happens.
He was like, wait up, I gotta go.
Yeah, he's like, wait up, let me get my grapes.
So, he pulls it out of his butt.
No, she pulled out the grape.
I don't know.
He squished it in his eye.
He said it comes out of his butt. He goes to reach for his grapes. It's a bag of cocaine. Whoa.
Wrong bag.
It's Mr. Oak's leg. Oh, híjole.
Híjole, not that bad, boy. Nah, but serious.
Mr. Oak's eye? Mr. Oak's eye?
What? Grapes or eye?
Where's the eye patch?
I know, but listen. Mr. Goss was like, the girl's standing there or something. Oh, she told him that? Let me get my grapes or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, let me get my grapes.
He was like, I'm going to give her a hug.
Yeah, something. And he's like, oh, kind of want to kiss, though. And then he was like, you know what happened that night? Nothing. Nothing happened. Like, he screams to the class. He's like, nothing happened.
I got nothing for free.
Nothing in this world is free. And then he starts throwing the desks around. It's a really inspiring lesson he teaches the class, but, like, it's really frightening, to say the least.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy.
He's a good man, though. I mean, Goss won the only state championship of Maryville in basketball. I mean, come on. He won the state championship with his iron legs.
You know how he's a white basketball player?
Yeah.
There was a guy who called him Larry Turd.
He's like, hey, Larry Bird, I mean Turd. And Mr. Goss is all, you guys know I don't like that name. He's all, Larry Turd.
Say his nickname, they're like, hey, stupid.
That's funny. Mr. Goss is crazy. So if anybody at Maryville, go say hi to him. Go give him a high five after you heard this show. Walk over to him and be like, Goss, high five. Or a slap. Slap him in the face.
Goss, you stupid.
Goss, slap him, you turd.
Dude, remember, wait, real quick. Remember the nickname he didn't like? Estufa the Goss?
Wait, oh, Estufa?
That's not my name!
He said when he was in Argentina, kids used to call him Estufa for no reason.
That means like gas stove or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then kids used to go around, Estufa, Estufa! And he was like, don't you call me that. And they were like, Estufa, Estufa! And then he turned into the Hulk and he ripped him in half.
Goss malo!
Goss soy malo!
Goss is bad! That doesn't mean mad. It says Goss is bad.
It makes sense. He says, Goss soy malo. Then he rips the kid in half.
I'm a bad man.
Goss saca la basura. Takes the trash out and then goes back inside.
Cholo no llores.
Cholo no llores.
Ah, me gusta grapes.
He's a great man. I urge everybody. Tetra, don't you urge them?
I want to go see him again right now.
You want to go right now after the show? Walk
you
over
go?
There?
Just drive over there?
Down, Clarissa?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. We'll drive over there.
We're all here anyway.
Pee-pee his house. We'll get
pee-pee.
Back.
We're going to go pee-pee all over his house.
I said pee-pee, not pee-pee. That's
yeah,
appropriate.
Yeah.
We should
sure
buy him a shirt while we're at it, too.
We should.
Hold up. Speaking of shirts, we should get him the Y'all Didn't Know Baby shirt. Available on the Dr. Bones Tetra Show.webs.com.
Exactly. One more thing. If you guys want a button, tomorrow's the last day. $2 to me, if you know me. $2 to me tomorrow for a button.
It's not the last day to buy it.
Well, it's not, but if you want it cheaper than on the internet, come to me tomorrow. I mean, I'm just saying. Because on the internet, it's $1.50, but you got to pay for shipping, too.
Okay. Yeah.
So just $2 to me tomorrow. You get your buttons probably next week. I'm going to order them tomorrow. So hit me up if you live in the Phoenix area. Hit Tetra up. Hit me up. I'll hit him up. We'll hit everybody up.
We had a great show tonight, guys. Thank
show.
You. Thank you, Clarissa,
thank
you. For being on the show.
Thank
Same.
You for having me.
No problem, baby girl.
ooh, my heart.
Anyway, thank you guys so much. We should leave him with a song. Because this is Mr. Goss's favorite song. It's called What Is Love. It's Mr. Goss's favorite song. Rest in peace. This is Dr. Bones. You know what I do.
This is Tetra Blas. See you guys later.
And
Clarissa.
What's up? What is love, Mr. Goss?
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me.